Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 197 for Friday, October 21st. Apple launches next generation iPad Pro with M2 chip and redesigned iPad in 4 vibrant colors. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from the scenic Chugach Mountains of Anchorage, Alaska, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this podcast, we will discuss Apple's introduction this week of the next generation iPad Pro, supercharged by the M2 chip, and the completely redesigned iPad in 4 vibrant colors, featuring a large 10.9-inch Liquid Retina display, the powerful A14 Bionic chip, advanced cameras, fast wireless connectivity, USB-C, support for the new Magic Keyboard Folio, and more. Let's go to the show. We will start with Apple's announcement of its next-generation iPad Pro, featuring a next-level Apple Pencil hover experience, ProRes video capture, super-fast Wi-Fi 6E, and powerful features in iPad OS 16. The updated Pro delivers the ultimate combination of portability, versatility, and unbelievable performance. The new iPad Pro features a next-generation Apple Pencil hover experience and super-fast wireless connectivity, along with the world's most advanced mobile display, Pro cameras, Face ID, Thunderbolt, and a 4-speaker audio system. The new Pro also has the breakthrough performance from the M2 chip, bringing industry-leading power efficiency, a unified memory architecture, and custom technologies. M2 features an 8-core CPU, up to 15% faster than M1, with advancements in both performance efficiency cores and a 10-core GPU, delivering up to 35% faster graphics performance for the most demanding users. Let's next talk about the iPad Pro's next-level Apple Pencil hover experience. Powered by the iPad Pro and iPad OS 16, Hover with Apple Pencil 2nd Generation provides a completely new dimension for users to interact with their screen. Apple Pencil is now detected up to 12 millimeters above the display, allowing users to see a preview of their mark before they make it. This also allows users to sketch and illustrate with even greater precision and makes everything users do with Apple Pencil even more effortless. Another huge feature is the super-fast wireless connectivity. The new iPad Pro supports the fastest Wi-Fi connections with support for Wi-Fi 6E, so users who need fast connections can take their most demanding workflows with them everywhere. Downloads are up to 2.4 gigabytes per second, 2 times faster than the previous generation. Wi-Fi and cellular models with 5G, sub-6 gigahertz, and mmWave now support 5G networks around the world, so users can access their files, communicate with colleagues, and back up their data in a snap while on the go. The new iPad Pro is available to order now and in stores beginning Wednesday, October 26th. There are 11 and 12.9-inch models in silver and space gray finishes with 128GB, 256GB, 512GB, 1TB, and 2TB configurations. The 11-inch iPad Pro starts at $799 US for the Wi-Fi model and $999 for the Wi-Fi and cellular model. The 12.9-inch iPad Pro starts at $1,099 for the Wi-Fi model and $1,299 for the Wi-Fi and cellular model. There are significant educational discounts available. Let's move to the second half of the podcast and the completely redesigned iPad in 4 vibrant colors. Apple introduced the new iPad with an all-screen design featuring a large 10.9-inch Liquid Retina display. The new iPad is powered by the A14 Bionic chip, which delivers even faster performance with incredible power efficiency for demanding tasks while still providing all-day battery life. Updated cameras include an ultra-wide 12-megapixel front camera located along the landscape edge of iPad for an even better video calling experience, and an updated 12-megapixel back camera to capture sharp, vivid photos and 4K video. There are dual microphones designed to work in unison with the cameras, capturing audio from the camera being used and minimizing distracting background noise. New landscape stereo speakers combined with the larger display on iPad will improve the video viewing experience. The new all-screen design is in four vibrant finishes. They are blue, pink, yellow, and silver. The stunning 10.9-inch liquid retina display extends to the edges so users have even more screen area for apps, games, and having fun on iPad, all in nearly the same size as the previous generation. The new Liquid Retina display provides a beautiful visual experience with 2360 by 1640 pixel resolution, nearly 4 million pixels, 500 nits of brightness, and True Tone technology. Touch ID moves to the top button of iPad, making it seamless to unlock, log into apps, or use Apple Pay. The next feature Apple brings to the next generation iPad is more performance with an A14 Bionic chip. The powerful A14 Bionic chip comes to iPad, delivering a 20% increase in CPU and 10% improvement in graphics over the previous generation. Users looking to upgrade from a device like iPad 7th generation, they will see a 3x improvement in overall performance with the new iPad. The new iPad features Wi-Fi 6, 5G, and USB-C for faster connectivity. Users can do even more on iPad with faster wireless connectivity on the go. With new support for Wi-Fi 6, connections are 30% faster on the new iPad than the 802.11ac Wi-Fi supported on the previous generation. Cellular models with 5G allow iPad to reach peak speeds of up to 3.5 gigabytes per second in ideal conditions, providing users seamless access to files, communication with friends, and for streaming content. Combined with continued support for gigabit LTE, physical SIM cards, and eSIM with on-device activation, iPad offers flexibility when it comes to connectivity. The USB-C port supports a wide range of accessories and faster charge times when used with higher power charging adapters. A USB-C port supports a wide range of accessories. Wi-Fi 6 brings even faster connections, and cellular models feature super fast 5G so users can stay connected on the go. The new iPad is available to order now, with availability in stores beginning Wednesday, October 26th. Wi-Fi models of the new iPad are available with a starting price of $449 US, and Wi-Fi and cellular models start at $599. The new iPad comes in 64GB and 256GB configurations and finishes in blue, pink, yellow, and silver. Apple Pencil first generation is compatible with the new iPad. A new USB-C to Apple Pencil adapter is required for pairing and charging and is included in the box with a new version of Apple Pencil. For existing Apple Pencil owners, first generation, the USB-C to Apple Pencil adapter is sold separately for $9. Right now, it is backordered. Again, there are generous educational discounts and customers can trade in their current iPad and get credit toward a new one. That covers the new iPad and iPad Pro for today. I look forward to getting some hands-on time with the new generation devices in the coming weeks. If you have a question about the updates or anything else about Apple products and its features, please reach out to the Mac Minutes Podcast at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes posts news and events with real-time updates on the Mac Minutes Facebook group, which is available to listeners to join for free and no spam. There was also a next-generation 4K Apple TV announced, which we will cover in an upcoming episode. Mac Minutes Podcast is active on social media, including Twitter and Facebook. Please follow us on Facebook by searching Mac Minutes Podcast. On Twitter, it's minutes_Mac. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes Podcast for today. Thank you again for joining us. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Overcast, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again soon on the Mac Minutes Podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes Podcast. Have a great weekend.